Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is Medicine Walk. And for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, this is Healing House Radio. So I hope everyone's doing real well. And it's interesting because these daily question and answer things, it really is very interesting because when I get the questions, you know, I have to think about them for a minute. And some of the questions are things that I had never really even, you know, kind of thought about, or at least not actively thought about. So by you guys asking me questions, it's really helping me a lot. So for today, we have a question from Chris. And Chris's answer, or Chris's question, is interesting because it kind of points out a possible kind of a dichotomy to being an empath. So Chris's question is, I think I might be empathic, but I don't like being around people. Does that mean I'm not? Well, Chris, that is a very interesting question. And it kind of goes to the idea as, is an empath automatically an extrovert who likes to be around people? And the most basic and simple answer to that is no. Just because someone has an outgoing personality does not automatically relate to how much empathic ability they have. Now, Chris, if you're having a problem, then it may be not that you're not empathic, but that you're very empathic. And let me explain that. People who are very, very, very sensitive to the emotions of others and aren't able to kind of regulate the flow, that can be a very difficult situation. And being empathic also means that, as I've said, it doesn't mean that you know whether or not someone is lying specifically, but you can tell whether or not, you know, if they're saying something and their energy does not match, if they go, oh, it's great to see you, and yet their energy is not matching in that, then you pick that up. And also, if people are in a very agitated state, if they're doing a lot of intense, you know, debating, it can be very difficult because in those situations, there's always people who are unhappy. And it may be the people in the room going, oh God, are they starting up again? You would pick up on that. So it can be very challenging to be in groups, especially now when there's a lot of fear and debate and discussion going on. Or it may be just being around people who are going through a very hard time and want to talk about it. Because also, as an empath, you have a tendency to draw people to you. People will instinctively kind of be drawn to those who would be able to resonate with them. And even if you don't say anything, I've been to gatherings of people who I don't even know. And I will ultimately find that the people who come over and, you know, talk to me will ultimately get around to something that's bothering them. And they feel I'm safe to talk to. And I've been told that. It's like, wow, I just had the feeling you'd be safe for me to talk to about this. So if being around people is overwhelming, then, you know, yes, you could be very empathic. And that could be why. Now, there's a lot of reasons why people, you know, maybe don't want to hang out with a lot of people. Or it may not be so much that they don't want to be around other people, but they really enjoy their solitude. So this isn't a bad thing. It's not wrong to enjoy keeping to yourself. The question is, and you also, this is a great way to know if your empathic ability is involved, is when you figure out whether or not it is you're reacting the way you do because you don't want to be around people, or because you don't feel you can be around people. So it goes into that place of, hey, Sam. See, for those of you who have wondered about Sam, he's right here. But bring it down a little bit. Here is Sam. Sam is my big old boy, and he likes to curl up on the couch next to me on rainy days. So it is pouring outside. The unfortunate thing is he did go outside, so it's like, oh, great, you're wet. But yes, Sam is real. And in fact, Luna is sitting. You can hear Luna because she's not happy that Sam's in her space. But, you know, we all deal with those things. So anyway, back to the subject at hand. When you can decide whether or not your reluctance is based on, you know, you just don't feel like it, or whether you don't feel emotionally that you can. So if you find yourself being overwhelmed by, you know, the people that are around you or by being around people, then, you know, give yourself breaks. I mean, right now, if there's anything that is, there's an opportunity for, it's a break to, you know, from being around folks. And so this is Luna. No, you're not going outside. She likes going outside, and she's very upset that because it's raining, she doesn't. So anyway, it's that's when you live in the mountains and, you know, the elements can really affect you. You just adapt, and, you know, we adapt, and that is one of humanity's greatest abilities, is to adapt. So allow yourself to adapt to your empathy. If you are able to spend time by yourself, I mean, if you're not, you know, with someone, you know, I live alone, well, with Sam and Luna, and I don't have a need to really, you know, get out and, you know, and try to connect with people. Yes. It is important to have that time to yourself. And this is a great way for you to figure out and just take it into meditation and think about it. And, you know, do some gentle empathic work. If you have pets, work with them. If you have plants, if you have stones around your house, you know, you can do that with them. So you can explore your empathy, and it doesn't have to involve people, because, as I've said, empathy is resonance. It is not, you know, about specifically people and their emotions. It definitely can include that, but you can resonate with anything. So I would say, take this time that you have to yourself, if you have that to yourself, to explore that and just sit, relax, and be with, you know, something or an animal or whatever. So I hope that answered your question. If not, then please get in touch with me and I can go into it more fully. I've been asked that if somebody has sort of a more personal question, can they send that to me? And absolutely. If there is something particular, that you would like to find out about, but, you know, you don't want your name said or anything, let me know. You can send it to me and I can, if it's something that will serve everybody, I'll ask if it's okay for me to share the question without identifying anyone, or I will just answer you privately. So thank you for joining me, and please like this video, and you can share the video, comment on the video. I will be, you know, I check the comments on both the Blog Talk Radio and the YouTube every day. You can also reach me on Twitter, and you can reach me through my Facebook group, Medicine Walk with Dr. Eileen. So, what? So, we're going to call it a day, because apparently Sam has decided that he really wants some attention, don't you, Sam? Yes, you do. So, until tomorrow, take care. Be safe, be blessed, and as always, I wish you balance and I wish you blessings from my heart to yours. Love you, and you gotta love a dog. Okay, Sam. Bye.